current surface is 2009, and actually I've stumbled into John Pierce here with Pierce Flooring, who is a retailer, a dealer in Montana, and he does very well. John, and I thought maybe it'd be good to talk to you for a minute. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. Thank you, and I appreciate being here.
Well, let me ask you, you're here at Surfaces. This is a down market. We all know it. And I'm glad to see you here. It's good to see. Actually, there's not a bad, pretty good-sized crowd here. Did you struggle with making the decision to come to Surfaces, or did you know you just had to come?
No struggle at all. We've come to this Surfaces every year since it's been here. And if it's here again next year, we'll be here. We're here in force. There's five people here. And we look at this down economy as a wonderful opportunity to rethink, regroup. And there are so many opportunities that come and evolve out of a down economy. And so people are staying closer to home, doing a lot of remodel. We see that in our own backyard. And so business is not that bad if you just kind of rethink what you're doing. And obviously the focus is a little bit off the builder business right now, but it's more into the people that are staying closer to home. They refer to that as staycationing. So
yeah, if they're not going to travel, and if they're not going to, you know, move into a new home, they're probably going to end up fixing the home they're in, right?
Exactly, and that's what we are seeing today. Our business is picking up pretty good right now.
All right, so you come to this show. What are your primary reasons for coming to Surfaces every year?
Well, a couple of them right now. People are looking for bargains, and so as a company, we have 8 stores. We have spent the majority of this morning looking for bargains. And after we're done doing that, then we'll go into the running line part of the show and see what, with our current vendors, what's new with them, and also just shop around and see what's new in the industry. So we're here to learn.
Okay. Well, I've got to add, too, because I saw you yesterday. Not only do you come here to the show to look at products and look for bargains, but you also tie in with a business meeting. And yesterday you had you're a member of the National Floor Covering Alliance, and you guys met together as a group and actually used this opportunity, since the whole industry's here, to get together and have one of your two annual meetings, right?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we met Sunday as a board and then yesterday as a group. And yesterday afternoon was spent with a Tier 2 vendor show. We had about 28 vendors showing their goods and wares to the group kind of exclusively. And the other nice thing that has come out of the NFA is we managed, and I think you heard a little bit of that, we put together a roll order as of yesterday right at around 1,500 rolls. So as a group, we're able to come together and show the industry that we mean business, and we're buying inventory right now.
You definitely have buying clout, because, I mean, if you don't mind me mentioning this, I mean, to be a member of that organization, you have to do a minimum of $10 million a year. And so, I mean, that's just your ante to get in, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And there's about 38 members right now, and we represent a little over $1 billion in annual volume as a group.
Just comment real quick on that role thing you were talking about. I mean, you actually went out and approached some of the bigger guys that could make that kind of volume and flooring, and you said, listen, we're going to support whoever it is that can offer us a really attractive price, but also with a good product. And I believe it's even got a branded yarn system on it. So and then they came to you, and you ended up picking one, and that's just one. And it's probably going to end up being $3.5 million worth of volume to whoever it is that got the business, right?
That's correct. We started this about a year ago and put a roll to buy together, and Gulistan at the time got that order, and that was around 500 to 700 rolls. So we thought, let's see how serious the industry is at taking a 1,000 roll order right now in a down economy. And it was Stainmaster and a large manufacturer, I believe Shaw, got that order, and it's now at about 1,500 rolls and counting. So it makes quite a statement to the industry at a time when they could use the business as well.
John, well, I know you're here, you're busy, you got a lot of people to see. I appreciate you sitting down with us. We've actually been talking to John Pierce with Pierce Flooring in Montana, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.